here. Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph here on top of two dots. The Mishnah says what Zorchu in the Kaiso, Ein Kan L'Kayin Klum. That was the last case where a husband had two different wives, and one gave birth to a Zorchu, okay, to two different couples. And one gave birth to a Zorchu, one gave birth to a Nekeva. So we don't know which one is which. Ein Kan L'Kayin Klum. Again, because the last case was one of the wives was Bichra, one of the wives gave birth before, and the other one did not. And now they both gave birth together, one to a boy, one to a girl. So the one that did not give birth before has the right to say she gave birth to the Nekeva. Therefore, the Kohen doesn't get anything. The Gemara says, Tono Rav Huna learned like this, that Shnei Zichorim in the Nekeva, that's how they gave birth to two Zichorim, two boys in the Nekeva. The same thing, Ein Kam Kohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing. For the same reason, that the one that Shlai Bichud, his wife did not give birth yet, he has a right to say that the Nekeva came out first by him. And then the second one was a Zohar, and the other one that already had a child also had a Zohar. So therefore, again, the Kohen gets nothing. As a Moshe Mechavar, all over Raya, he doesn't have to pay Pidin Aben. The Mora says, if so, Vitana Didan, how come our Tana doesn't say this? Why doesn't our Tana say this Kiddush, when you have two Zohar and one Nekeva? The Mora says, Kivun de Bishnei Anoshim, who do Mishkachas lo? You only find this the Yish Echot. But this shechur is shtei noshim lo mishkachas lo. You only have this halacha with two different couples. Then we say for sure he's potter. But this shechur, if there be one husband and he has two wives, lo mishkachas lo. If the husband would have two wives, that if one wife gave birth before already and one wife did not, and now he'll give birth to two zchorim in the kevo, so he would not be potter. He would have to give the pidyon aben. So therefore, leimaster law. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns bish echor ishtei nosh mishkachas law. The chiv undika chad bechor. Again, this will be in a case where one man has two wives, and now they gave birth to two boys and a girl. Forget the case where they did not give birth before. So therefore, now there's for sure one bechor. One of them could be gave birth to a girl first and then a boy, but one of them for sure gave birth to a boy alone. So therefore, there's one that for sure has a bechor here. So Rashi says, "Chivon dika chad bechor yoyev heisloim lekayim." If our Mishnah Mochi l'Tony lei, our Mishnah doesn't say in a case even though there are two husbands. If there would have been two husbands involved, then he would be potter. Because our Mishnah only says the Chol Hanech the Tana Kan Ein Kam Lekayim Klum. All our cases it says in the Mishnah when the Kohen gets nothing is Shavin. Rashi says all the cases are the same halacha. Ben Yishechod Ushtei Noshim Ben Ushtei Noshim Shol Shnei Noshim. Wouldn't make a difference whether it's two couples or one husband with two wives. So therefore, the last case that says, again, where the wives did not give birth before, and now between the two ladies, there are two boys and one girl, as if it's separate husbands, then each one has the right to say, my wife gave birth to the girl first. Therefore, I don't have to pay the heis loyim. So the case would be one husband, then for sure he'll have the chiyuv to give pidyon aben. Even though the kids got mixed up, we're not sure which wife gives birth to which, but I call upon him for sure, you have a Bechor, you'd have to pay Heis Loim L'Kayim. Now the Mishnah said like this, what's going to be Meis HaBen B'Ter Shleishim Yoim? Let's say the Bechor dies before he's 30 days old. So then we have a right to say, Mistam, he was an Eifel, and therefore there's no halacha, they have to be paid to him. And therefore, Afal Pisha not on L'Kayim, even after the father gave the money to the Kayim already, even before the kid was 30 days old, but if he dies before he's 30 days old, the locher is the yachzer. The kohen has the key to give it back. He has the right to keep the money. The Rashi says it's a nefil, and the father was not mechuyev in pidyon aben, so therefore he has to give back the money. What's going to be if the bechor dies liyachal amajem after he's 30 days old? Then after pishle noson, even though the father did not tell yet, yitain. Still the chiv has a chiv, the father had a chiv of pidyon aben, like he had a bechor that was alive for more than 30 days. So with chal achiv upon him to be pidyon aben, he has the chiv to give heis loim to the kohen. Even if his kid dies, still he has to do the pidyon aben. What's going to be meis b'yom shloishim? Let's say the bechor died on the 30th day, is kiyom shloponov. It's like he did not make it yet, and therefore there's no chiv pidyon aben. Rabbi Kiva has a suffix whether the 30th day is considered a bechor or not. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds you have to go to churma, but you have to go like it depends. In Nosan, if you already gave the money to the Kohen, and your Bechor dies on the 30th day, lo yito, you have no right to take it back. because as a Sofik, maybe there is Chalachiv Pitin HaBen, and the Kohen has the right to keep the money, so he has the right to get it back from him. But V'yim Lo Nosan, if you did not give the Kohen the money yet, then Lo Yitain. Then a Sofik, you could also say, Amos Mechaber Lo Baraya. Is it a Sofik whether you have a Chiv Pitin HaBen or not on the 30th day? So therefore, both ways, you can't get the money, you can't take the money away. How the Gemara says, My Tamayah the Rabbanah, what's the reason of the Rabbanah that they say if the kid dies on the 30th day, it's like before, he's not called the Bechor, he doesn't have a Chiyah Pidin HaBen, because Gamer, they learn out, Chodesh Mi Midbar. Learn out from the passion that says in the Midbar, the Rashi says, Tivach, it says over here, O Peduyim Mi Ben Chodesh Tifta. She appointed his son after he's a month old. O Ksib Ben Midbar says in the passion about the Midbar, Pekoid Kol Bechor Zohar, count every Bechor Zohar, Mi Ben Chodesh Vomalo. Mi Ben Chodesh Vomalo, it says the word Vomalo, means afterward, means to say, after he's 30 days old, that's when you count him, the 31st day. So the Mora says, Gomar Chodesh Chodesh Mi Midbar, Mahosem Vomalo, Afochinam Mi Vomalo, only after the 30 days. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Vomalo, it means, Mash Maliach HaShloshim. And you only start counting after he's 30 days old. So it is a Pidyon HaBen, the Chiv is first Chali after he's 30 days old. That's what the Chiv, that's what the Chom say, Yepotah. For Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, Mesafkala, he has it for a doubt. Why? Because midi yitzvach lemichta vumalo. Gabi Erchin, in the pasture of Erchin, when you also have to be a pay, how much you work, there's also different payments, whether you're 30 days old, or 3 years, or 5 years, or 20, 50 years old, they're different the halachas. And there it says vumalo. So Rashi says, in mi ben shishim vumalo, because if he's 60 years old and older. So the Gomer Sechta Erchin, that Shana Shalom Zereshava, all the years that change about how much value you have, you only change after your birthday, but not before. Like the Ben Shisha, when you get 60 years and older, means after you're 60 years old, after your birthday. That's when you first have the law called after 60. So it says next to word Vomalo by Erchin. Therefore, Kiva has a suffer like this. Since we need the word Vomalo by Erchin, Fulay Gami, Mi Midbar, do not learn out Pashas Erchin from this to the Bechor in the Midbar. If so, it comes out, it's like two special plans, the Torah says, Vomalom, that you go after later years. That's by pidgin, by the counting by the Bechor and the Midbar, and by Erchin. If so, then maybe the Klal is, Bechor, Shnei, Suma, Boink, Yechud, is Ein Melamden, I can learn out from other places. So I do not learn out Bechor from these two halachas. And therefore, by Bechor, even the 30th day, maybe you already have a mitzvah, Pidgin Aben. Because from these two places, that's Vomal, I can't learn out. I do maybe no. Ki ain melamdin. When do I say the klal of shnei ksuvim? Is ain melam? I can't learn out from that. That's only lialma. If I want to learn out all the halachas from here, avolugufayil. But if you want to learn out the halachas of it itself by a bechor, melamdin could be could learn out. Like if I want to learn out hilchas bechor, pidyon bechor from the midbar that was talking about the bechor there also. It's talking about counting the bechor. So that vomal over there is like it says all the time you count the bechor. It means after you're 30 days old. So maybe it's not a concern from Shnei Ksuvim or Kenechanim Lamdin. Maybe you could learn out from it. Therefore, Kiva has a doubt. What's going to be the luck of a Pidyon HaBen? Is the Chal on the 30th day or on the 31st day? But it says, the Meshumachi, therefore, Mitzafkin Lei. Therefore, Kiva has a doubt. And therefore, that's the luck. If you did not pay yet, you don't have to pay. If you already pay, you don't get your money back. Omer of Ashivashi says, Hakil Moizen, everybody agrees, and even Rabbi Kiva would agree, that linyan avela, the halacha is if you have a son and the kid dies, so if he dies before 30 days, it's called like a nefil, there's no mitzvah avela. You don't have to sit shiva. If he dies after 30 days, then the parents have to sit shiva. What's going to be if he dies yom shloshim? If the kid dies on the 30th day, everybody agrees ki yer shlofanuf. It's like he died before 30, that there's no sitting shiva. What's the reason why? Because the yom hashmul, Shmuel says halacha kedivri hamekel biyovel. His Hilchos Avelos is only with the Rabbanin. There's a special klal, you always go to Kula. Therefore, this Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, that's Halachi and the Raisis. But it would be no gear to Avelos, rather we go to Kula to say that you only have to sit Shiva if the kid dies after he's 30 days old. But on the 30th day itself, with the Kalafonov, you not have to sit Shiva. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Neithu'av V'Toyosh Leishim? Let's say the father died before his Bechor was 30 days old. So, Becheska Shla Nifta. we have a right to say that most probably the father was not a poid to his son, and therefore when the Bechor grows up, he's going to have to be poid to himself. Unless the son can bring proof or has Eidim that his father was poid to him. Because usually within the first 30 days there's no mitzvah to be poid to. The father does not poid his son. But let's say the father died after the Bechor was 30 days old. Then we say Bechefka Shenifta. Like most probably the father was poid his son. As soon as it comes the 31st day, he's poid his son. Until somebody tells the son, like, we know for sure that your father was not poid to you. So if somebody tells the son that way, then the son should be poid to himself. But if nobody tells the son anything, then the son has a right to take on that most probably his father was poid to him. He doesn't have to be poid to himself. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Who liftois ubunai liftois? That's it, there's a father here that has the Bechor, and the father himself was the Bechor, and he never took care of himself yet. He wasn't poid to himself yet. So who comes first? He has himself to be poid and his son to be poid. The locher is, who kaidim livnai? Tanakhama says he goes first. You have to take care of yourself. You have to be poid to yourself first, and then you take care of your son. If Yehuda says no, if Yehuda benoi kaidmai, no, you have to first be poid to your son before you poid to yourself. She mitzvos te aloviv, or mitzvahs benoi alov. Because your chiyuv pidyon was chal upon your father. But your son, chiyuv pidyon is chal upon you. So to get like this chiyuv is chal upon you, therefore this chiyuv you have to take care of first. That's a Yehuda svara. You'll see in the Gemara exactly what this svara is. We'll see. Exactly how it works out. Now the Gemara says like this. Itmar, learn like this. Let's say somebody gave the chometz loyim to the kohen within 30 days before the bechor was 30 days old. So Rav Amar Rav says benoy poder. Yes, the chiv is the mitzvah chal. He mekayim the mitzvah. But Shmuel Amar no, ain't benoy poder. No, the mitzvah is not chal. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah pidyon aben. So what's the case talking about? So more like this. The kula yalma miach shavein benoy poder. Everybody agrees that if you give the money now before the bechor is 30 days old, the mitzvah is not chal now, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah yet. Pshita, there's no mitzvah until the kid is 30 days old. Let's say, even though you gave the money before, but after the bechor is 30 days old, and the kohen still has the money in his hands, then vadei b'nai podri, since the kohen has the money when the kid is 30 days old, or 31 days old, pshita, then the mitzvah is chal. Then everybody agrees. So where's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? He pleaded with they argue liyachas leishim yom. In the case that you gave the money before, and you want the pidyon to be chal liyachas leishim yom, but b'nesach lo hamoyis, when it comes the end of the 30 days, the kohen doesn't have the money anymore. He used the money up already. That's the shaila. Rav Amarav says b'nai podu, yes, the kid is chal. The father gave the money to the kohen. He did the ma'isa pidyon. When is the chal? After 30 days. Even though the money's not around, so what? He already made the ma'isa pidyon, and it's chal now, after the kid is 30 days old. And the proof of this is, me did have the akdushish, it's the same way if you marry your wife this way. Chosam, don't we say over there, lav afagav v'nesach v'moiz, if a man gives kesef to his wife, and says, arei al-mukadeshesli, liyachash leishim yoim, that I want this kedushin first to be chal 30 days from now, even the locher is there, even though she used up the money, the locher is heavy kedushay, that the kedushin is chal. Since you made the ma'is ha'kedushin, so the ma'is is finished already, and you want the chleis to be chal yachas shloshim, it's okay. So Rav holds the same thing here also. Hachinami, the same thing over here also. Hachinami loshim, there'll be no difference of pidyon also. Even though the kohen already used up the money, still the pidyon would be chal. That's Rav's svara. Shmuel amano. Shmuel amaloch. Hosam v'yodeh l'katsha miyachshav. When you go to marry your wife, even though you give her the money and you tell her you first want to be chal yachas shloshim yoyim, but if you really want to, it could be chal right now. You could do it right now. So since you could make the kedushin right now, we say you really goma b'daitai, and when you give her the money, you really mean it. But hoch over here by pidyon though, ain't biyode liftoi some yachshav. There's no way that you could do the mitzvah right now, because it's before 30 days. So even though you gave the money to the kohen, it's not called like you had gemiras das, like the ma'aseh was done completely. It could have been chal enough. You have to wait around. And therefore, such as far as since here you can't be poided right now, but Nach said you did a complete ma'isa right now. Therefore Shmuel says it's only chal if the money is still around. If the money is not around, it won't be chal. Now the Gemara says, V'yaf agav de kaimlon, even though we hold. Set the chol heichot de pligi Rav Shmuel. Usually when there's a machlojah between Rav and Shmuel, hilchos the karav yisurin, the paskin like Rav, or the gaya to Issa. Or kishmuel bedini, and the gaya to mumnus, the paskin like Shmuel. Now here really it's a shalin yisurin, like the maestri you gave the money to the kohen. And our topic is now, was you mekayim the mitzvah or not? So it's a shalin whether the mitzvah was chal, the chur was paskin like Rav to say yes, the pidyon is chal. Still, hoch hilchos the kavos to Shmuel. Still here we paskin like Shmuel. That to say no, the pidyon is not chal, if the kohen doesn't have the money anymore, use up the money, so the pidyon is not chal, yachash leishim yoyim. Tanan, runs in our Mishnah, meis patrich lamid yoyim, the kid dies within 30 days. Afo pishin nos la kohen yachaloi, even though you gave the money to kohen yachas to give it back, yachas le chomesh loyim. So time, what's the reason why the kohen has to give it back? The meis, and of course the bechor died. Mash moholo meis benoi, if the bechor did not die, mash me then podri, the pidyon would be chal. And Rav Aminu was, even though the kohen doesn't have the money around anymore. So what's the right to Rav? The Gemara says, no. Hoka, but am I asking what we're talking about over here? The Yisnai Lamoy is only in the case where the money is still around. So if the money is still around, then even Shmuel agrees that Pidyon is Chal. So what the Mishnah says, the reason why you have to return the money is only because the Bechor died within 30 days. But if he wouldn't have died, and the Chalami, then the Pidyon would be Chal at the end of Shleishim, since the kohen has the money. Tashma, coming, it's another case. It says, now Mishnah, the Ches Keshaloy Niftu, that if the father died before the Bechor was 30 days old, so they say, must come, but the father was not prayed to his son, until somebody comes and tells his son, Sheniftu, that yes, your father was prayed to you. So Mashma, if the father gave the money before 30 days, it would be Chal the pigeon. Why? Again, how do you mean it was the money's not around? Someone says, no, the same thing. Hosam Nami, I tell you, the Yisnai Lemois Binayu, we're talking about over there where the money is still around. The Yisnai Lemois Binayu, that's what we're talking about. That's why the pidyon would be chal. But if the money is not around anymore, we hold like Shmuel, the pidyon is not chal. Verse says Nakvili, Toni Tona Kaimet Rav Yehuda. A Tana learned in front of Rav Yehuda that Hapoides Benoi Beter Shloshim Yoim. If somebody's poided his son in the middle of before the kid is 30 days old, so Benoi Podri, that the pidyon is chal. And this Omele Shmuel says, Omele said back to him, Shmuel Omele ain't Benoi Podri, no? That Shmuel says in such a case, there's no, it's not called opinion, the case where the money's not around. V'yata marta b'nei podin, you want to tell me the kid is podin even though the money's not around? In other words, no. The devil we said before, that v'yata agav de kaimlon karav b'yisurik eshmuel b'dini, even though usually you're silent in Isurim, like over here in the mitzvah, if you make kind of the mitzvah or not, usually we paskin like Rav, and only by mumness we paskin like Shmuel, but hoch and this shal opinion aben, hilchos agavos de Shmuel. Here we pass them like Shmuel. To say if he gave the money to the kohen before your son was 30 days old, and the kohen used up the money, it's not around anymore by the end of the 30 days, so the pidyon is not chal, you will not mekayim this mitzvah of pidyon aben, you'll have to give the money a second time to the kohen. Yeah. Then it says in the Mishnah, what's going to be? Who liftois the b'noi, liftois? Who cried on the b'noi? Case where the father was not prayed himself yet, niyotra as the bechor to be prayed, he goes first. So machloikus the Mishnah. So there's a ton of rabbanim learn like this: who liftoys that the father has a din to be prayed himself? He didn't do it yet. Open that liftoys niyotra as the bechor not be prayed his son. So who kaidin the b'noi? He comes before a son. If you do, I may know. B'noi kaidmai. The son comes first. You know why? She mitzvosi aloviv. Because the son's mitzvahs call upon the father. The mitzvah means your mitzvah is alav, is upon your father. Or mitzvah b'nai alav, but the mitzvah of your son is upon you. Therefore, I take care of your own chiv, take care of your son's chiv, which is chal upon you first, take care of that first. Furthermore, explains it's not so simple. Rabbi Yirmi says like this: Hakol moedim, both of them agree. Hecha delek elochom islam. If his father right now only has 5 slam to his name, Avadin, everybody, even of you, would agree. Who kaidun libnoi? Avad, you have to be prayed to yourself first before you take care of your son. In my time, what's the reason? Because pshita, the mitzvah, the day, or this, the mitzvah, take care of yourself, comes first. So pshita, you have to take care of yourself. Therefore, you should be prayed to yourself first. Keep pligi, where's the machlokes that you did? Rabbi Yehuda says, take care of your son first. That's something like this. Haycha deika chomis mishubedis. You have 5 sloyim, that's mishubed, mean that you sold karka. You sold your karka, and those 5 or the karka you owned originally. Whereas for your pinyan on ben for yourself, you own karka, now you sold it. So the claimant wants to come and collect the pinyan on ben for yourself, you have a right to take away that karka that you sold mishabadim. But the chomish b'nei churin, you also have five slum in your pocket. So here's the machlekes. We have you this of our mil v'haksuva batarikich for the bishtar domi. This chiv to be paid to benoi, since it says in the Torah like that, it's considered the chayv ha-tayrom, it's considered like it's written down bishtar, as if we have a shtar here right now. So therefore, Yehuda is like this. Shtar dami, for the day ozal v'torfim m'shabdi, that your chiv to be paid to yourself, that your chiv was chal as soon as you were b'chor. So when you sold the karka, you already had the chiv to be paid to yourself. So the karka you sold, let the kohen come and take it away from the lekuchos to pay for your pidyon haben. Because it's called like you have a shtar. When you have a shtar, you take off from the, you take away from the kuchos. Uvahani chomish b'necherim, but these five stones that you have in your pocket, that's b'necherim free by you, paruk le'lebrei, that you should go and redeem your son with that. Because if you do it the opposite way around, if you pay with the five sloim you have for yourself, then the coin cannot take away the kuchos for your son. Because most probably you sold this karka before your son was born. So your son was not mashuvd for that karka. Therefore that's the eitzah, that let the kohen collect the five sloim for yourself from the mishabadim, and that you have in your pocket, that gift for your son. But Rabbanan hold no, that milva haksuva batoiro is lav kichsuva v'shtar domi. The milva that says in the Torah, it's not like it's written in the shtar domi. Therefore even the chiyah for yourself, your own pidyon haben, a kohen cannot collect from mishabadim. If so, you have five sloim here, that's all that you can pay with. Therefore, mitzvah de dayodif, enachami. The mitzvah of yourself comes first. You have to take care of yourself first. In other mishnah like this. Chomei sloyim shelden. That is the mitzvah to pay five sloyim, five shkolim for your bechor. Is the mona tzuri. You're supposed to pay it with this mona tzuri. Rashi says the more will explain. Shloishim shelevit. If you have a shor, your animal that killed an evit, somebody else's evit, you have to pay shloishim shkolim to the yodin. Or else, when the Torah says, Chamishim Shalainis, the man is manas, a girl forces to live with her, Reza Shal Mafat, the man talks her into it, so in those two cases, you have to pay the father 50 shkolim. Or else, Meir Shemoisi Shemra, when you get married, and then you Moisi Shemra upon your wife, you say that you didn't find the sulam by her. It's not true. So the Torah says, you have to pay her 100 shkolim. So all these chiyuv, the Torah says, you should know, kulam, b'shekel ha-kodesh, you have to pay with a shekel ha-kodesh, the monetary. The cheshbon of it is b'mona tzuri. Rashi says kulu means b'shekel hakodesh. To have a esrim moyin, it's a 20 moyin. V'yosin moyin shebemoyis, and those 20 moyis is mona tzuri. The Gemara Farish Lomuli Lamhed. I can have to say it a second time now. Again, do the mona tzuri. Now v'kula niftin v'kesev v'shav v'kesev chutz mishkolim. All these things when you have to pay, you could pay either with kesef or else with shav v'kesev. You have to give a chamishim. If you're man, it's a girl, you have to pay a chamishim shkolim. So lav davka has to be mamish 50 shkolim. It could even be shove a kesef, also anything that's worth that amount. Chutz mishkolim. But the mitzvah of machtos hashekel, that you have to give an adar, that's the davka you have to give, every Jew has to give a machtos achatzi shekel. Then you can give shove a pruta to the worth of it, you have to mamish give a achatzi shekel. You'll see in the Gemara why. The other Gemara says, money tzuri. What does the Mishnah mean to say money tzuri? So Rashi says it means ha-yotze, the money that goes out, the Medina tzuri, in this city, tzuri. The astela, regular stela is dalet duzin. The azuv, the mishkal azov, she mishkal shnei pshitin umachtel, the mishkal abargel. Yeah. Skitza, money tzuri. The Gemara says, omar rabasi, money shot tzuri. It means to say the money, this coin, that goes out in this city, tzuri. Rashi Rami Yom, Rashi says, Sela tzuri, hai no din. Oh, it's the next one, yeah. So, Revasi yoma, monesho tzuri. Rebbe Ami yoma, he says, din ravi. Monetzuri means an Arab or dinner. Rashi says, Rebbe Ami yoma, sela tzuri, hai no, what does that mean? Din ravi yishmael, a dinner, an Arab dinner. Rashi says, well, purely shiri, not sure what the shiri is. So, as if was a goinim, sheva dinrin hamur mecholashas, shadina sheish mo kesef, oisin esrim. Pakoponim tzuri means according to an Arab dinner. Rabbi Chanina Oimer istiro sarsoye. A tzuri means this coin istiro. Rashi says Sloyim Yushanim, old Sloyim. Dim is Davin Timna Bedinro, Chomish Minaye. Dim is Dan, when you sell them, eight of them make up a dinner. These old Sloyim, eight of them make up a dinner. Now, out of these type of coins, Chomish Minaye Pidina Ben, you have to give five of them, five of these type of coins, five of each kolim. That's what the mitzvah Pidina Ben is. If you have no, my Yadin Radinus Rayim. All right, you have to stop here.